all that data collection.
They have the last 10 years of your movements.
It can have real-life consequences.
And if you have that much information, that information is going to be misused.
I'm Anoush Zamarodi, and who decides what's right or wrong in our digital world? That's next time on the TED Radio Hour from NPR. Subscribe or listen now.
Happy Friday, everyone, from NPR Music and All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton. I'm here with Stephen Thompson.
Hello, Robin.
And Ann Powers.
Hello, Robin. Hello, Stephen.
And it's New Music Friday. It's the remote edition of the program, and you're at home in Nashville, although that's where you normally do the show.
Yes, I am, but I'm on our special crisis field recording.
Right, emergency recording
equipment.
Kit. And Stephen, you're at home in a closet in your house?
Yes, I am in my lead-lined bunker in Silver Spring, Maryland, on a beanbag chair surrounded by stuffed animals and beaded curtains and Christmas lights. This is the moment I've been waiting for.
So we know it's a little bonkers out there and people are anxious. A lot of you are stuck at home right now or worse. I was thinking the only thing worse would be stuck at home with Stephen. All I've been thinking about is your poor family, Stephen, how do they do this? How do they do it?
I mean, how do they do it on any given day?
That's true.
That's the thing about this whole sheltering in for many of us is that what is my life but sheltering in? I have sheltered in for 20, 30 years.
I just realized this week I'm married, apparently, and I've got two kids. I had no idea. So you've all probably seen a number of programs and TV shows and film releases and so on have been temporarily suspended or postponed. We're not going to do any of that. We're going to keep New Music Friday going along with NPR's other programs like Pop Culture Happy Hour, Stephen, the other show you do, and all our news programs. We know that obviously there aren't any quick or easy solutions to fix what's going on or to ease every mind out there, but hopefully you can find some solace in music. I know I do. And as always, there's a lot of great new music out today. March 20th is the day, Friday, of course, the day of the week when most new albums come out. And we start this week's show off with J Balvin and his new one. It's called Colores.
Somos de las 12, nos fuimos de roce. Hoy voy a lo loco, ustedes me conocen. Reggaeton de Tego, pa' que se lo gocen. Saben quién es Balvin, López Santa José. Y yo no me complico, ¿cómo te explico? Que a mí me gusta pasarla rico. ¿Cómo te explico? No me complico. A mí me gusta pasarla rico. Después de las 12 salimos a buscar el party. Ando con los tigres, estamos en modo safari. Con un fue violento que parecemos sicarios. Yo tomando vino y algunos fumando mari. La policía está molesta porque ya se puso buena la fiesta. Pero estamos legal, no me pueden arrestar. Por eso yo sigo hasta que amanezca en ti. Yo no me complico, ¿cómo te explico? Que a mí me gusta pasarla rico. ¿Cómo te explico? No me complico. A mí me gusta pasarla rico.
This is J Balvin. The album is Colores. The song is the opening track. It's called Amarillo. Certainly the most anticipated album of this week and one of the most anticipated albums of the entire year. J Balvin actually considered not releasing it this week, thought about postponing the release and asked his fans online what they wanted him to do. Of course, they were like, are you kidding? Release it right now. When I got my copy of this record, I put it on and just the opening notes of the opening track, I immediately thought, Lord, this is exactly what I need right now.
I agree. I mean, J Balvin, of course, one of the biggest global stars of the 21st century. He's from Colombia. He is part of the reggaeton movement and the basic, you know, global takeover of Latin pop. And he's one of the most colorful personalities. So the theme of his new album, Colores, makes total sense. Because of who he is, what kind of a pop star he is. Very imaginative, very, you know, fun, playful. But, you know, on this one, I think going for some depth.
One thing I really appreciate about this record, you know, you're talking about one of the biggest music stars in the world right now. You know, I could rattle off, you know, he played at the Super Bowl halftime show. He played on the Grammys. He was on the main stage at Coachella. You know, you just list like the point that he's at in his career. And then you listen to this record and it skips the bloat. It would have been very easy, I think, for him to like release a 70-minute opus full of filler and features and overload the audience. And it's very stripped down. It really strips that bloat. It's 10 songs in 29 minutes. It gets right into the joy. You feel like you're getting just the hits. And I really like the leanness of this record.
Stephen, that's an interesting insight. I think what J Balvin is doing with Colores is truly a multimedia effort. The artwork is by Takashi Murakami, who has worked a lot with Kanye West, very fantastical Japanese artist. He's also making a video for each song directed by Colin Tilley, who we know from working with people like Kendrick Lamar. He did the All Right video for Kendrick. And one of my favorite overlooked videos of recent times, Fergie's MILF. It's actually a great video. I think this is kind of J Balvin's Madonna moment. Like, he's getting it together in a multimedia universe where videos and artwork and his self-presentation matter alongside this very rich, rhythmically complex, emotionally varied music. And I love to see him challenging his audience and himself to think of music holistically in connection with visuals and performance. So what a perfect time right now. I mean, we're all staring at our screens all day. So stare at a little J Balvin. Get some Colores in your life.
Well, I didn't understand a word of what he was saying beyond a few of the color names, but I just found that there was something very reassuring in his voice and that reggaeton beat. And I just felt better after I listened to it. I listened all the way through twice, back to back, right when I got it. And it felt just perfect. J Balvin is the artist. The album is Colores. Let's go next to another really anticipated record this week. This one comes from The Weeknd. It's called After Hours. This is The Weeknd. The album is called After Hours, and this is the title cut, After Hours. The Canadian singer and producer Abel Tesfaye, this is his fourth full-length album and his first studio album in 4 years. And I was thinking, you know, unlike a lot of the big surprise drops that we've seen in recent years, he really rolled this one out, you know, with teaser videos and singles and social media teasers. And there was a Mercedes-Benz commercial, and it's like, he is really trying to inject this one with a lot of intrigue and excitement.
Yeah, I think intrigue is a really good word for it. One thing that I have really come to admire and enjoy about The Weeknd's music is his ability to not only make pop bangers, you know, songs like I Feel It Coming, which was this huge, you know, kind of Daft Punk collaboration that sounded just like Michael Jackson from a couple years ago. He can do a pop banger, but he also injects his music with this haunting and haunted quality. It feels blurred. It feels a little faded. And I think that allure, that intrigue, that sense of mystery deepens his music. He still has an incredible ear for how to make pop sounds, but he's extremely good at cultivating a sense of mystery around it.
He's putting a frame around that mystery with this new project, which I think is interesting. He's definitely cultivating a character in the teasers and the videos that we've seen, and in his Saturday Night Live performance, he's playing this noirish anti-hero, you know, and with his face a little beaten up as if he's just coming from some dramatic altercation. Like J Balvin, The Weeknd is aiming for a total concept here. And not surprising, the themes are, you know, the difficulty of love, the betrayals you can suffer in romance. The Weeknd, you know, definitely traffics in dark emotions and complex and extreme emotions, and sometimes can almost tip into misogyny. I don't know.
Yeah, the misogyny. He doesn't have a lot of kind words for his exes.
No.
And you know, he wrote a lot about breakup and heartache on his previous EP, My Dear Melancholy. And on this one, it doesn't sound like he's in any better place. You know, there's a song called Heartless where he's kind of running around and doing drugs and feeling defiant to the point of self-destruction, really. I don't know if this is him or if he's playing a character in this music, but it gets pretty dark. The artist is The Weeknd. The album is called After Hours. Let's go next to Toki Monsta. Toki Monsta has a new one called Oasis Nocturno.
Let me pick it back up again. I'ma push up on it. On it. Let's take this to the grill, baby.
This is Toki Monsta. The album is Oasis Nocturno, and this song is called Get Me Some. She is an electronic and dance pop artist from Los Angeles. She's otherwise known as Jennifer Lee. She's dropped about a dozen albums and EPs in the past 10 years and worked with tons of other artists like Anderson .Paak. She worked with Beck. She even worked with Duran Duran. The last one, called Luna Rouge, was in 2017. That was nominated for Grammy for Best Electronic Dance Album. First Asian American and first woman to be nominated in that category. And here she is with another collection, I think, of really smart dance music.
Yeah, I mean, that last record that she made after recovering from a couple of brain surgeries. She has a really interesting story, and this follows up on that record by creating just this really immersive world that's smashing together a lot of different genres and sounds and feels and collaborators. It's about half instrumental, half with lyrical guests, people like Earth Gang and Bebe Borelli. And what makes it all hang together is this smoky, nocturnal feel. It's a dreamy record. It's very inventive music, and as a whole, it's just very enveloping.
I'm sensing a theme with all of the music we're covering this week, that people are creating alternate worlds, and that feels like what we really, really need. You know, we all need some worlds within our worlds right now, and these albums are giving that to us.
Well, she does sing about solitude a lot in this music, and being okay with solitude, and being okay with being alone, which is probably a feeling that a lot of people are dealing with right now. But also she sings about, I think, remaining sort of being defiantly true to who you are, regardless of what others might think of you. And then again, with this dance music, it's all about the dance floor as a form of therapy. We've talked about it a lot. You know, movement for mental health and reflection. I think that's all in this album. Oasis Nocturno is the record from Toki Monsta. Let's do one more album before we take a break, and it's a totally different kind of music therapy and solace in sounds. It comes from Ian William Craig. It's called Red Sun Through Smoke.
Simple act of drinking water slowly spreading out in grains. things, the things that could be in the center of its shape. Inside your belly, just to feel the way, just to feel the way.
This is Ian William Craig. His album is called Red Sun Through Smoke, and this song is called Wait. What a completely transfixing mix of sounds on this record.
And the story behind this record is so dramatic. I don't even know what to say about it. I mean,
yeah.
When he made it, he was in British Columbia in a small town that was engulfed by a forest fire. And yet he continued to record, though all around him was smoke, and entering into his lungs was smoke. And you can hear that dread on this record, I think. Don't you guys think?
Yeah, I mean, it's partially inspired by that. It was also partially recorded in the living room of his grandfather's house. He had to flee to another part of the province in order to finish the record. And so he made the rest of it. He completed the project as his grandfather was dying. His grandfather had experienced dementia, and his illness was compounded by damage from the smoke. And so he's in the process of losing a loved one at the same time that he's like falling in long distance love. And you just hear this swirl. It's funny. It's an album about loss and trauma and worry. And if you can imagine, listener at home, having to process loss, trauma, and worry, here you go.
I know. It's like, you know, Roseanne Cash famously tweeted recently that Shakespeare wrote King Lear while under quarantine, thus really making us feel a lot of pressure about what we're supposed to be doing. Let's talk about the sound of the record, though, because it's a really unusual musical structure that he's chosen. You know, it's sort of in between classical and ambient and indie. I don't even know how to define it.
Yeah, it's a mix of old reel-to-reel tapes, tape machines that are literally breaking down and breaking apart. He's got a shortwave radio that he uses for sounds and a bunch of old tape loops. And then his voice, and then Stephen, as you mentioned, the piano, which was at his grandfather's house, and he worked a lot of piano in on this. When I say he uses his voice a lot, it's not just to sing lyrical passages, but also just tones. He uses it sort of like an instrument. We heard a song called Wait. Here's another one. I guess you would call it an instrumental track. It's called Condex, C-O-N-D-X-Q-R-N, Condex Q-R-N. Just this dark, pulsing sound, a little shredded.
Yeah.
I just love it. Ian William Craig is the artist. His album is called Red Sun Through Smoke. All right, we still have a few more albums that we want to play for this week's New Music Friday, but first we need to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
This message comes from NPR sponsor BetterHelp, a truly affordable online counseling service. Fill out a questionnaire online and get matched with a licensed counselor best suited to your mental health needs. Whether it's depression, anxiety, or trauma, BetterHelp will help you overcome what stands in the way of your happiness. Learn more at BetterHelp.com and get 10% off your first month with promo code SONGS. BetterHelp. Get help anytime, anywhere.
It's New Music Friday from NPR and All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton. I'm here with Ann Powers and Stephen Thompson, and we're looking at NPR Music's picks for the best albums out on March 20th. We start the second half of our show off with the singer Becca Stevens and her latest. It's called Wonder Bloom.
I wish I could shut down like you. I'm falling apart from what you put me through. I wish
This is Becca Stevens. The album is called Wonder Bloom, and this song is called I Wish. She's a singer-songwriter from North Carolina originally, who's worked in a lot of different forms like folk music and jazz and rock and pop. But man, on the song we just heard, I Wish, all I could think of was Prince.
This album really makes me wish Prince were still alive, because I feel like if he was alive, he would be recruiting Becca Stevens to work with him right now. You know how Prince often sought out, especially women artists, to mentor? And he mentored so many different women, including someone like Janelle Monáe. I think this would have been Becca Stevens' moment with Prince. She's part of a community that is, you know, jazz adjacent, kind of jam adjacent. Bands like Snarky Puppy and Wolfpack are her homies. You know, she's friends with Jacob Collier. And her music has always been kind of cerebral, definitely arty, but just reminds me of some of my favorite artists, like Mary Margaret O'Hara or Jane Sibbery, or even going back, someone like Lauryn Nero, women who absolutely defy genre and make music that's both very brainy and very heartfelt.
Yeah, I mean, you talked, Anne, about how all over the place she is in a really good way. She performed at the Tiny Desk a while back as part of David Crosby's band. She's just a very collaborative artist, but then you hear this record, and to me, like, when I think of her music, I think of this sound that's a little more akin to, like, First Aid Kit, a little bit of a folkier sound, and so I had her pegged in my head as a little bit of a folk and Americana artist, and then you listen to this record, and it feels like such a curveball, but she's still so skillful within this much funkier 80s pop sound. She wears that sound really, really well.
Well, I just want to share a quote from Becca Stevens. When she announced the record, she said, and I'm quoting her here, "I feel very strongly that music is a lifting force and that many people don't realize how deeply we need that right now. I would love for people to have fun with this album and to enjoy it in happy times and in sad times, the same way I find strength in all of my favorite records," which I thought was, I don't think she knew how appropriate that quote would end up being a few weeks later, but it is just perfect. And this was a great listen. Becca Stevens is the singer. Her new one is called Wonder Bloom. Let's go next to another wonderful singer with a fantastic record out this week. The album is called Night Songs, and the singer is Yael Naim.
And I
So we're all holed up in our homes here. It's a little crazy for me. I'm juggling kids and, you know, all the responsibilities at home. We're trying to work. Everyone's a little strung out. Couldn't sleep. I woke up about 5:30 in the morning earlier this week, and I put on this record, and, you know, the whole house was quiet. Everything was still. And this first cut that we're listening to right now, called Daddy, from Yael Neem, it was just perfect. It was exactly the way I needed to sort of ease into the day, especially when she sings this part, "I'm trying my best, I swear I'm trying my best." And I thought, oh my God, I'm pouring a cup of coffee and just gonna sit with this record this morning.
Robin, I got a little teary when you said that.
It's a beautiful, beautiful record. And this song in particular is really very moving too.
Yeah, so Yael Naim had a really huge worldwide hit a few years ago with a song called New Soul, a very upbeat song. And in the years since that record came out, she decided to take a little bit of a different approach to her music. She had always worked very closely with her husband, and this time she decided that she wanted to try making a record by herself. And in the years leading up to this record, she had her second child, lost her father, which, as you can tell, influenced the song we just heard, and made this very softly reflective record with I would say, like, notes of almost like a few notes of like Enya.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of a midlife record, but it's like a midlife in seclusion record. And again, I wonder if anybody at home can relate to that feeling.
This was a record when I listened to it, I thought, I have so much stuff I need to listen to for this week, but I'm going to listen to this one all over again, right from the beginning. Yael Naim is the singer. Her album is called Night Songs. We've got one more album that we want to play for this week's New Music Friday, but there are a handful of other notable releases out today that we want to mention, starting with the singer Conan Gray. His new one is called Kid Crow. This is an American pop singer with many tens of millions of streams of his songs. This is his debut full-length, Kid Crow, spelled with K's, from Conan Gray. The singer Lapsley has a new one called Through Water. This is an English singer-songwriter, really beautiful new one called Through Water. There's a band called Moaning. Moaning has a new one called Uneasy Laughter. This is a Los Angeles rock band with this sort of retro post-punk, almost new wave sound. Uneasy Laughter is the record from Moaning. Seawolf has a record out today that's called Through a Dark Wood. This is another LA-based band, sort of a folk rock sound. I think if you like Bon Iver or Bonnie Prince Billy, you'll like Seawolf. And then finally, Brian and Roger Eno, their joint project is finally out. It's called Mixing Colors. We would have played something from it on this week's show, but Bob Boylan did an interview with them, and that interview is going up next week. So you can spend a whole lot more time with that one. Brian and Roger Eno, Mixing Colors.
Some good stuff for you folk Americana roots lovers out there. The Nashville band Delta Ray, who just make some of the most spirited music in my town, have a great new record called The Light that's sort of based on reading the tarot and these mystical ideas, but it's just a super celebratory record, really good uplifting music. The California duo Mapache, who are just tapping right into that Gram Parsons spirit of Southern California, have an album called From Liberty Street that I really, really like. And one of the great elders of folk music, Gordon Lightfoot, has a record called Solo. Some older recordings that he's finally releasing. It's quite memorable. And then I just have to throw in that my favorite American idol of all time, Adam Lambert, gets very glammy on his Wonderful Velvet album.
Well, a couple of all-timers that I want to make sure we mention. One is the great 52-year running R&B, rock, funk, pop, Titan, Tower of Power, all those wonderful horns. Check out their Tiny Desk concert from the last couple years, celebrating their 50th anniversary. They've got a new record out called Step Up, and a gospel group called the Legendary Ingramettes. This group has been around for 65 years,
wow.
Obviously within different configurations. Their founder, Maggie Ingram, died in 2015, but her family is continuing to carry that torch. Among other things, the Legendary Ingramettes was an early influence on D'Angelo. They've got a new record out called Take a Look in the Book.
All those albums out now on March 20th, along with this last one that we want to play. It's from Kelsey Ballerini. It's called Kelsey.
Half of my high school got too drunk. Half of my high school fell in love with the girl next door. Half of my hometown still hanging around, still talking about that one touchdown. They're still wearing red and black, go Bobcats, while the other half of my hometown, they all got out. Some went north, some went south, still looking for a feeling, half of us ain't found. So stay.
This is Kelsey Ballerini, the country singer Kelsey Ballerini. Her new album is just called Kelsey. And this song is called Half of My Hometown. You know, she's obviously very steeped in Nashville traditions, but she is a singer who also says that she has listened to a lot of pop and rap.
Well, Kelsey Ballerini is, you know, definitely one of the most influential women in country right now. You know, just as much as any bro you can mention, she's defining the sound of the genre. And on this album, she's also quite universal with her sound. The track we just heard, Half of My Hometown, features country legend Kenny Chesney, but then she has Halsey on this record, you know? She has a song that's called Club, that's actually about not wanting to go to the club, but would fit in any club. So I think what unites all of Kelsey Ballerini's songs is her own voice and her personality. She has a really awesome voice. It's husky, it's relatable, you know, she sounds kind of like an everywoman, but she has a lot of vocal skill as well, and she can handle something that has a hip-hop influence, or she can do a classic country song.
Yeah, she has a really good feel for kind of combining the feel of contemporary country music and the feel of contemporary pop music. She has a song on this record called Overshare that reminds me a lot of Taylor Swift. She worked with the Chainsmokers and had a hit with the Chainsmokers, kind of in the same vein as like when Maren Morris had a big pop hit. She's really, you can get a real feel for her immense creative ambition and her desire to kind of transcend barriers between pop and country. And she navigates that, I think, really, really well here.
Kelsey Ballerini is the singer. Her new one is just called Kelsey. And that will do it for this week's New Music Friday. Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you, Robin.
And Anne.
See you next week from our little bunkers.
You guys take care of yourselves.
Yeah, you
Thanks
too,
so man. Much, you too.
You can hear full versions of the songs we played on this episode in our New Music Friday playlists from NPR in Spotify and Apple and on our website at npr.org/allsongs. We've got a whole bunch of other music and music features for you this week and in the weeks to come at npr.org/music, including a list of live concert streams you can watch and listen to from home, and a playlist we put together called Isle of Calm with 6 hours of music you can chill out to. If you want reminders of these kinds of features, or if you just want to stay more in touch with us, sign up for our newsletter at npr.org/music newsletter. That's all one word, music newsletter. You can also follow us on Twitter at NPR Music and at NPROBIN, NP Robin, NPROBIN. And for NPR Music, hang in there, everybody. I'm Robin Hilton. Be well, take care of yourself, be good to each other, and as always, treat yourself to lots of music.